My name is George Brockler. I am the district attorney for the 18th Judicial District. That's Arapahoe, Douglas, Elbert, and Lincoln County.
And you are running for attorney general in the 2018 election. Could I begin by asking you to share a little bit about your experience and values?
Well, sure. I can give you a little bit of background, too. I always wonder when someone's running what their connection is to the area. I grew up in middle-class Lakewood, Colorado, went to public schools my whole life, used an Army ROTC scholarship that I won to help pay for college at the University of Colorado Boulder, go Buffs, and then I went there for law school as well. I continue to serve in uniform. I'm a Army colonel, currently in our National Guard. I've been mobilized twice since September 11th. Last time I was on active duty, I ended up being deployed to Iraq and was the chief of military justice for Northern Iraq. Been a prosecutor, been a criminal defense lawyer, been a civil plaintiff's attorney, civil defense attorney. I have done trials at every level you can imagine, city, state, federal, military. If there is something you can do in a courtroom, I've probably done it. I spent a lot of time in the Jeffco DA's office. That's where I grew up. So from about 94-ish to 2006-ish with a little military break after September 11th. And then currently I've been the DA in the 18th Judicial District since I was sworn in January of 2013. So I'm in about my sixth year of that. In terms of my values, look, I am a guy who believes that this position is designed to protect Coloradans in Colorado by the enforcement of our laws and the defense of our Constitution. And I have spent my life, whether it's the courtrooms of Colorado or the deserts of Iraq, standing up for what I thought was the right thing to do and for fighting on behalf of our country and our state. And that's what I want to bring to the AG's office, too.
In what moment did you decide to run for Attorney General, and what inspired that decision?
Yeah, it's such a great question. You know, I'd started off running for governor last year, and I thought we were doing great for the kind of the middle class, low budget campaign. We're tearing it up. And if you'll remember, General Kaufman, who I supported for doing a good job, made the decision that she too wanted to jump into the governor's race, and it kind of created this time sensitive void in the AG's office. And I talked to a lot of people who are smarter than me, and that's not that hard to do, by the way. And I was convinced that the best thing I could do for my state, and that's why I was running for statewide office anyway, was to help Colorado be more like the state I grew up in and less like the state it looks like it's going to be, which is California, and that I could do great things from the Attorney General's office on behalf of my state, my family, my neighbors, our community. And so in November, about mid-November of last year, I announced my intention to run for Attorney General of the state of Colorado. We had no primary, no other Republicans wanted to take on that position. And then we got through the primary process on June 26th, and now we're heading into the general election in November. I feel very good. I know Coloradans in the past have shown, they're much smarter, I think, than other voters in the country. They've shown a real willingness to discern in who they vote for. It's why we're the only state in the country that has a Democrat governor and a Republican attorney general, and it's been like that for almost my entire life. In fact, when we had a Republican governor, we had a Democrat attorney general, and that was Bill Owens as governor and Ken Salazar as AG. So I feel very good about the opportunity here to represent my state, protect my state, enforce our laws, and protect our Constitution.
Throughout campaigning and visiting different counties in Colorado, what have you learned?
A couple things. You know, even though I didn't grow up in Denver, I did grow up in the Denver metro area. And even though I spent time at Fort Carson, as far south as Fort Carson and as far north as Boulder and Fort Collins, one thing that you learn when you move around this state is that unlike when I was growing up here 40 plus years ago, the folks on the Western Slope and the folks on the Eastern Plains truly view themselves as a second Colorado. And they feel like they're treated like second class citizens, and that every single decision that comes out of the Gold Dome in Denver starts and stops with an analysis of how is this going to impact Denver. That is real. And that is everywhere you go south of the Springs and really north of Boulder and west and east. And I want to change that. I want us to be a united Colorado, more like the one when I grew up. And that's one thing I've learned. The other thing I've learned is that the issues that plague us in the metro area, they're similar but not entirely exactly the same on the western or eastern slope. So we deal with black market marijuana here in the Front Range. In fact, our office has vigorously fought that. But what we've noticed is that across the state, most of these black market operations prey upon the rural areas because there's a lot more land and a lot less law enforcement and law enforcement resources. And I think the AG can play a pretty pivotal role in leading the way and creating task forces in those parts of the state that suffer the most and rubbing out, crushing that black market marijuana that's there. I think the other things that we take for granted are meth is resurgent on the western slope. You look at places like Garfield County. It is much bigger there than I think it is, or at least gets noticed for down here in the metro area. The opioid crisis is huge here and in other parts of the state, but in a different way. There's heroin plays a much bigger role in certain parts of the state. And that's an outgrowth, in my opinion, of the opioid crisis. And then water. Here in the Front Range, I think for most people, they view water as a water issue is if I turn on my tap, does water come out that I can drink and bathe in? But you go to the west, you go to the east, water is a life or death issue. And at one point, I remember I was at a lunch in Delta with a bunch of great folks. And I always love the questions and answer part. That's where I learn the most about what people care about. And one guy raised his hand and he says, hey, Mr. Prosecutor, you prosecute thieves or the victims of theft? Now, I felt like that was a setup question, you know? So I said, well, I prosecute violations of the criminal code when I think I have the evidence to do it and it's the right thing to do. And he said, because Denver is stealing our water. And the place erupts. I mean, people are cheering and they're clapping. I'm like, oh, my goodness. The water issue and the movement of it from the west to the Front Range is a big, big deal to them in a way that, hey, you can talk about, hear about, read about. Until you're out there experiencing it, you don't truly appreciate how it's a life or death issue. And I think for those people on the western slope and the plains, they are completely frustrated with an environmental elitism that has kept us from building more storage to protect Colorado's water for the beneficial use of Coloradans, even if they're not on the Front Range. So I know it's a long answer, but that's a bunch of the stuff that I have picked up traveling around the state.
So if elected, what are a few of the first things that you would want to do?
My goodness, we are going to take a look top down at the structure of the office. And one of the things that I want to do is break us away from this 1860s model of state government that says that every agency has to be a horse and buggy ride away from the Gold Dome just in case the governor comes a-calling or you need to go testify before the legislature. Every state agency you can imagine is very, very close to the Capitol. And that probably made sense 150 years ago. But even in this era, I mean, look, it's 2018. Years ago when I was in Tikrit, Iraq, I was still able to have broken Skype communications with my kids on their birthdays and stuff like that. Things have improved greatly. And oh, by the way, we're all in the state of Colorado. What I'd like to do is I would like to develop a plan to push out portions of the AG's office. And I want to start specifically with criminal prosecution elements, maybe a task force that tackles the black market marijuana, opioid, and meth crises that are occurring throughout the state. And I don't want to send people from Denver out to the northwest, northeast, southwest, southeast. I want to hire the great people they have out there to continue to do good work on behalf of the state. And it really accomplishes two things. One, I think it makes the AG's office better for the community, better for the clientele that pays the bills anyway. I mean, the AG's office takes $80 million in from all over the state and spends almost every penny of it inside Denver. That doesn't make sense. But the other impact it will have, other than the visibility and how effective it'll be, is it acts as a rural economic stimulus as well. We take those state tax dollars, we're going to spend them anyway, and we put them back into the community. I think we start small. We probably start with a prosecutor and an investigator, and we continue to build services around them to the point where people just accept that the AG's office isn't just going to live and breathe in Denver alone. It's going to be in the places where Coloradans are.
Is there a website where people can learn more about your campaign?
Oh, yeah. Thanks for asking. It is about as simple and candidly time-sensitive as it could be. George2018.com, George2018.com. No good after this year because then it'll seem like it's really past tense. Listen, I want to be an attorney general for the entire state of Colorado, not just Boulder and Denver, the whole state. So if you have thoughts on issues I ought to be focusing on, reach out to us and make me smarter on them.
Thank you so much, George, for joining Katie and Kay for this interview.
Hey, thank you for having me on. Anytime.